John 13, from verse 36 to verse 38. In verse 33, Jesus has told his disciples, "Where I am going, you cannot come." And Peter takes this up in verse 36. Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." He was, of course, speaking about his sufferings, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension back to the Father, and entrance into glory again. "You cannot come with me now, but you will follow me later. You will have to suffer and die. You will be buried, but you will come into glory with me, everlasting glory with the Father. Where I'm going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." But it's Peter's response to this. Peter asked, "Why can't I follow you now? I'll lay down my life for you." Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? I tell you the truth. Before the cock crows, you will disown me three times." John 13, verses 36 to 38. I want to make 2 points from Peter's words here. And the first point I want to make is this. It's obvious to us all, is it not, that Peter is a big target. A big, big target. An enormous target. You can't miss. You can hit him with your eyes closed. There's so much here that is easy to criticize. But my friend, I take him, Peter, I speak for myself, I take him as a warning to me. You see, as I point the finger at Peter now, there are three fingers pointing back to me. And I remember the words of the Apostle to the Corinthians. "He that thinks he stands, let him take heed, lest he fall." 1 Corinthians 10:12. But Peter is a big target. Let me pick out some of the words that I would use about him that stand out, obviously, about him. "I'll lay down my life for you." Look at his boasting. He's emphatic. He's overconfident. He's cocksure. He's presumptuous. He's rash. He's self-confident. Oh, these are big faults. Many times in the Gospels we read of Peter's faults. They stand out a mile. And they stand out here. He is a big target. But I do take him as a warning to myself, brother and sister. Jesus told us to pray, "Lord, lead us not into temptation." If I am tried like Peter was tried, would I fail? Am I rash, self-confident, boasting, overconfident? Do I boast about my powers? Am I emphatic about what I will do? Do you feel there's any challenge to you, my brother and sister? Any warning to you? Any rebuke to you? Peter is a big target. But he is not only a big target. To me, he is also a big challenge. And as I set out what I see the challenge to be, I hope, my brother and sister, you will feel that Peter is speaking to you also. Let me pick out some of the leading points as I see them. Jesus had said in verse 33, "Where I am going, you cannot come." Verse 36, Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" What do I learn from that? He was listening to Christ. He was listening to the Lord Jesus. He was weighing his words. He was thinking about them. and he was curious about them, and he asked about them, and he spoke about them. I'd love to see more and more Christians really listening to Jesus. I want to listen to Jesus and be curious and interested and ask and probe. There's a good mark in Peter here. He listens to Christ and he's curious and he wants to know and he asks. And then, in his words, I will lay down my life for you. Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Yes, I've spoken about his boasting and his bragging and his self-confidence. But let's put another gloss on it. What do I see here? I see how eager this man is. Zealous, warm, passionate, speaking up. He gets involved with Christ. He's enthusiastic for Christ. He wants to be with Christ. He's resolved, he's determined, he's sincere, he's vehement. These are lovely words. These are marks of real spiritual desire for Jesus. I want that. I want to be surrounded by Christians who have these marks of zealousness, warmth, earnestness, passion, who will speak up, who are curious, who are listening. Listening to Jesus, determined to follow Jesus, resolved on Jesus. Committed to Christ. There's a lovely use of the word now here in this passage, which doesn't come out in the English. Jesus speaks about now. You cannot follow now. That's in verse 36. Peter uses the word now too in verse 37. Why can't I follow you now? But Jesus used the word none, which means at this time. Peter uses the word arti, which means immediately, with no delay. He's so eager, you see. My brother, my sister, are you warm for Christ, passionate for Christ, eager for Christ, curious about Christ, listening to Christ, questioning Christ, wanting to know, determined to stand? Yes, Peter is a big target, but he that thinks he stands, let him take heed lest he fall. But he's a big challenge. He is to me. I hope he is to you. He is determined. I will, he says. Yes, I can fault him. But I want to copy him too. I want to be delivered from Peter's mistakes. But I want to rise to his challenge. What say you, brother? What say you? What say you, sister? What say you? Let us rise to Peter's challenge. Now.